This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, another crazy nutso guy is my guy Dusty Evely over here. He watches a ton of film, too. He joins us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely, of course, with Pack-A-Day Podcast and Acme Packing Company. Dusty, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. Excited to talk to you.
Yeah, I was just explaining that I don't watch the All-22. I don't have time to go through all that stuff like you and Andy do, and you guys are amazing at what you do. I want to get your thoughts, because I was asking this during the week. Do you think Kenny Clark can play like that every week?
I think he's always had it in him. I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, he will have, sometimes he'll have slow starts. I was a little concerned after the Vikings game because he owns the Vikings. I do think, I don't know if it's off-season stuff, you know, conditioning stuff or whatever. I'm not entirely sure. It seems like it does take him over the past couple of years, a couple of games to get warmed up. I am as big a believer as Kenny Clark as anyone. So, yes, I firmly believe we can see that Kenny Clark every week.
I'm not. I think you might get this five more times the rest of the year if we're lucky, and then we're going to see what we've seen before. Like you said, the consistency part of it for me, for Kenny Clark, is the biggest thing. What are you seeing watching film as far as Rashawn Gary? Because we had Brian Baldinger on, was it last week we had Baldy on? Our NFL Odyssey insider, and he said he talked to an offensive lineman that played against the Packers, and he said he thought Gary losing 20 or so pounds in the offseason has affected his power and how he's playing this year. What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I mean, the motor's still there. He's that's one of the things I heard, one of the complaints, because it's an easy complaint, right? Like, oh, he got paid and doesn't try anymore. Dude, if you watch him, he's trying. Like,
yeah.
He's moving all the time, but you'll see him, I think, because his thing is always speed to power. He's never been the bendiest guy off the edge. Like, he's not going to be like a Brian Burns, I'm going to beat you with sheer power stuff. And so he does need that power in there. I do think. The funny thing is, I guess he doesn't look that much faster, maybe, but I mean, he's trying off of this past week. He looked really, really good. I do think he needs to, I don't know anything about, like, you know, how, what his weight needs to be good, but I think there's certainly something to that, because I do think he was beating some guys outside, inside this past week. Cardinals line is not great, but he was still doing stuff we hadn't seen him do all year. So I'd be curious to see if he just needs a ramp-up period here or something, but I wouldn't be shocked if he needs a little more weight, because the speed to power, that is his calling card, and he's not. You'll see him sometimes. He's making that first move. He's getting stoned, and he's working off of that. He's still trying to get open, but he's not pushing that guy back like we had been seeing in the past, and be able to work some of those counters off of that. I think that's been some of his struggles so far.
Devontae White obviously was probably the most consistent defensive lineman before he got hurt. A guy that I liked last year, and he made some more plays this last weekend, is Carl Brooks. Do you think he deserves more snaps than he's getting?
Yeah, I think he does. I mean, and that was another guy. Like, I was really high on him last year. I don't think he looked very good so far this year. That's been the case with pretty much everyone on the defensive line, except for Wyatt, as you just mentioned. But I do think Brooks' past couple weeks has maybe come on a little bit more. So I would certainly like to see that. I think the pass rush has been, we've talked about that. Pass rush has been an issue. I think some of that's been who they've played, some of that's been how they've played. But I think maybe we're starting to see a little more of what they want to do throughout the year. This past game against the Cardinals, and Brooks was a part of that. So I do think, and part of it is, I hesitate to say he needs more snaps, because a lot of times those bigger guys, they do work better if they're working on a little more limited snaps, right? Like maybe Carl Brooks at, you know, 70% of the snaps or whatever, wouldn't be as effective, but I would like to see him on the field a little more, especially just based on what we saw this past week.
Let's talk about Lucas Van Ness, the guy they took in the first round. Now, remember, Rashawn Gary, the first couple of years for him, he really wasn't on the field a ton, wasn't getting a lot of snaps. People were calling him a bust and so forth, and then eventually he blew up and took off. What have you seen in Lucas Van Ness from last year to this year, if any improvement at all?
Yeah, not much.
That's what I thought.
I mean, the thing with Gary, too, is like, yeah, like the sacks weren't there. I know people were saying bust and everything, but you could see on the field, like, all right, this dude knows what he's doing. Like, he needed some more reps. He needed to get in a little more. Obviously, the Smith brothers were there at the time as well, so he wasn't getting out there all the time. But when he was out there, he was making an impact, even if it was limited snaps. Van Ness, man, I don't know. Like, again, we just talk about Gary's speed to power. That's kind of Van Ness's game as well, but he's got a motor. That's good. He's got no secondary move. And I think if he's going to improve, he needs something like that. Because if you're rushing, say, outside shoulder, and you're trying to shove a guy back, and then he's just anchoring down against you, which a lot of tackles can do, if you don't have an inside move, if you don't have a rip under, if you don't have something like that, you're not going to do very well. He just, it's second year, he's not developed that yet. And Gary was further along than this in his second year. So that's been concerning. I was hoping this year that we'd see a little bit more from him. We've seen some kind of bend in, long arm stuff, keep away from the tackle, try to keep yourself clean and get off of that. He has shown some of that this year, but to me, like, it's not been enough. I'm not saying a bust, because it would be nice, and it would be next year if he does follow that path. Maybe he does do some more work on that. But right now, he seems like he's a one-move guy that can't really win off that move. And after that's done, it's really just, if this lasts for 5 seconds, I'm going to chase you down eventually. But there's not a whole lot there if he's not winning at the point of attack, and he's not winning at the point of attack.
Talking with Dusty Evely, film analyst, Pack-A-Day Podcast, Acme Packing Company. Follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely. One of my favorites. Dusty, I want to know this. Jeff Halfley comes in. He's defensive coordinator. We're going to try and get home with 4 or 5. Obviously, they haven't been consistent with that. We saw Rashawn Gary finally starting to move around. He's lined up over at center at one point in this game. Has Halfley been creative enough as far as what he needs to do to try to get more pressure on the quarterback?
Yeah, I think he has been. I think, you know, the game before this one, I think he did some really nice things with a lot of his blitz stuff when some of the stuff wasn't hitting home. A lot of the kind of sim pressures where you kind of mug it up on the line, you're dropping guys, or you're not dropping guys, you're showing 7 men and you're rushing 3 or 4, or you send all 7. I think he started doing that a little bit more last game. This Cardinals game, we saw a lot of Edge Cooper, honestly, a head up over the center. So not a whole lot of mugging. They did do some like double A gap mugging, but
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of kind of 5-man looks, and then you had some really fun pressures where they had Edgerrin Cooper head up over the center, standing up over the center, one where he dropped out, and they basically swapped with Quay Walker, so Cooper would drop, Quay would then blitz, and then you'd have other ones where it was just Cooper kind of just blitzing off of that. And so I think he's been, I think with his pieces, and I think as these rookies get a little more acclimated, we've seen a little bit more, but I think I've been really impressed, especially these past 2 weeks. I feel like vanilla is the right word. I feel like he kind of went with, all right, here's what I want to work over the first few weeks, and it wasn't working. Passwords wasn't hitting home. These past 2 weeks, I've been pretty impressed with the blitz and sim pressure looks that Halfley has shown.
Charlie Usen and I, my producer, we were talking about this earlier in the show. Is it going to be a thing where they're going to have the best safety combo and possibly both starting safeties in the NFC this year? I mean, Pro Football Focus, I know some people don't like it, but they've got him rated as the number one best safety in the league right now. Best rookie, regardless of position in the league, is Evan Williams. We know all about the other guy. He's got five interceptions. Everybody's hoping he was going to get his sixth last week, and that didn't end up happening. But McKinney's done amazing. Are we really being blessed with this type of safety talent after years and years of a desert of talent in that position?
Dude, the funny thing is that they still have Bullard, and Bullard's playing well, too. Like, they've been playing Bullard's slot, and we saw him. There was actually, I was watching this earlier today, there was a snap where they rotated McKinney down. I think they had Bullard, Williams, and McKinney on the field at the same time. They rotated McKinney down, Bullard went deep, and then McKinney made a stop at the line. Like, they've got versatility there. I'm not ready to say that these guys are going to be incredible. Like, Evan Williams was a guy, mid-round pick. I was kind of excited about him. Like, as a box safety, I didn't see exactly him doing what he's doing now. But you could see he was an incredibly smart guy. For him to be doing this now, we've seen his intelligence. Obviously, there's like the big zone read a couple weeks ago. And just some of the plays he made this past week, like he is not the most physically imposing guy, but he's very smart. He knows where he needs to be. And so I don't know, at some point people are going to take advantage of that. You key on some tendencies that he's showing. So he's not, I don't think he's ending the season as a number one ranked safety on PFF. But I think based on what we've seen, there's every reason to think that he is going to be a nice, solid safety. And listen, dude, I'm as shocked as you are. This has been since Nick Collins got injured. It's like the safety position, it's a rotating door. We're just trying to figure something out here. I'm not quite ready to believe that this is a safety pairing, and then with Bullard, potentially trio. But, man, they've been showing some really nice stuff all year, so it's hard to ignore that at this point.
I want to switch over to the offensive line, if you don't mind, here before we wrap this up. Sure. And get your thoughts overall on kind of what and how everybody's kind of played at that line. I think everybody realizes Zach Tom is amazing, and there was a great stat on him earlier as far as right tackle and the amount of pressures he hasn't given up this year, which is good. Rasheed Walker, I think, might have had his issues a little bit with flags and so forth. We know about Elgton Jenkins. My question is, that center position with Myers and that right guard position where it's Ryan and Morgan again, your thoughts on those two positions?
Man, I'll start at right guard because I think Ryan has played really well. I think I said before the season, I still believe this, that I think Morgan has had some health stuff. He had some injury stuff he was dealing with, but I think Morgan is the dude. I think you should. If it was me, I'd slot him in there because I think before the season, I thought him and Ryan are roughly the same spot, but Morgan has a little more room to grow there, and so you just take your lumps and do that now. Ryan has really stepped up. I would still like to see a little more Jordan Morgan over there, as he gets healthy, but he's been very good in that spot. But Ryan, especially with some of the stuff they've been doing on the run game, a lot of the pullers and stuff, Ryan's been pretty impressive over there. So I've been impressed with him, although I would like to see a little more of Morgan. And then at center, I mean, Josh Myers is Josh Myers. I think, honestly, at this point, I think they're holding on until next year. We have not seen Jacob Monk yet. I don't believe we've seen any snaps from him. I think what we saw from him in the preseason was a guy who was way more, because they moved him around a lot, he was way more comfortable playing center than he was guard or tackle. Maybe that changes next year. So my current thought is to hold on to Josh Myers this year. He plays out the string, and then they're hoping to slot in Jacob Monk next year as a center. But I mean, they're not making a change midseason. Josh Myers has not played. He hasn't played good enough to look forward to him playing next year, and he hasn't played bad enough to replace him in season. So when he got injured this week, Elgton Jenkins came in, and that was fine. But I think Josh Myers is just going to be – he'll give you some nice plays, especially when they move in the run game. He's a good mover in the run game. He'll give you some good things. He'll give you some bad things. He's going to be remarkably inconsistent. That's kind of the player that he is at this point. Play out the string. Jacob Monk comes in next year, and then hopefully that's a little better. But right guard at this point, honestly, it feels like probably it's Sean Ryan's until Morgan can show that he can kind of beat him. But Ryan's been good.
I talked about Zach Tom earlier, and Zach Tom was a guy that, this offseason, who was it, Rob Domofsky, I think it was, somebody inside that building talking about how they think he could be a Hall of Fame center, and everybody started reacting to that. And Pro Football Focus had this one, the only offensive tackles with an 80-plus pass blocking and run blocking grade this season. Three tackles. He's one of them. One of three in the National Football League. He's so good right now, I don't think they could consider moving him at this point.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I think it shows you something that, again, when Myers went down, it's Jenkins sliding over than Zach Tom. I mean, I feel like you had this conversation in the offseason, Sparky.
About Kurt and Long,
Yeah, about the center stuff. That was this Hall of Fame center or whatever right tackle. And one of the things was, listen, the way centers get paid, Zach Tom's not moving to center with a potential contract coming up. But, no, listen, if you can, it's always, if you can get a lockdown right tackle, which Zach Tom is, and I think he's gotten better in the run game this year, I don't know why you would want to move him. Like, you're inviting problems for yourself at a very important spot for no reason. Keep him there. Please, keep him there.
I'm with you. Dusty Evely, follow him on Twitter. I'm telling you, you will love me forever because I made the suggestion. Follow him on Twitter, at Dusty Evely. He should have at least 50 or 60,000 Twitter followers, at least.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.